Good to have you visiting with us, those that have come from out of town, in town, all over town. And this morning, I want to just share a few words with you from Scripture, from Luke chapter 2. Three verses that come at the end of the chapter there in 36 to 38. And one of the encounters that somebody had with Jesus, and of course Jesus was a baby in the temple being dedicated by Simeon. And it says in 36, there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years and had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, serving night and day with fastings and prayers. At that very moment, she came up and began to give thanks to God and continued to speak of him to all those who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. I just love this, these verses about Anna, because here's a woman who had got married, and 7 years after being married had become a widow, and the rest of her life she dedicated herself to the temple and to prayer and fasting. And what an amazing testimony of somebody who committed their life to pursuing God on behalf of Israel and on behalf of herself. There are a lot of people in our church who you don't know, but week after week they put themselves to praying and fasting before the Lord for the church and for the city and the community around us. They're kind of unseen, but they do that same kind of thing. And Anna just took it a lot further. Where it was her life. It was everything about her where every day she spent doing these disciplines before the Lord. Now, just to clear up something that some might be confused as to what a prophetess is, well, a prophetess is a female prophet. I hope that helps. You know, the word prophet comes from the Greek word prophetes, which means spokesman. So a prophet in the Bible is a person who proclaims God's word and therefore speaks for God, is a spokesman for God. So a faithful prophet or a prophetess was one who, regardless of whether or not he or she was listened to, they spoke everything that God asked them to speak. A good person of note would be Isaiah. You know, God called Isaiah and God told him, I want you to go and speak a message to the people. But what I want you to know right at the beginning is this. They're not going to listen to you, and they're not going to pay attention. They're not going to understand. Yet I want you to go anyway to these people who will have no excuse. You see, this prophet Isaiah had to go before the people and declare God's message, even though God had told him that they wouldn't listen. But he was faithful, and he followed through with what God asked him to speak. And so much as a prophet in the Old Testament. You know, she had lived these years without her husband and was given to serving God. But what is really important to recognize about Anna, above everything else, is her character. She was committed to the Lord. She had resolved in her heart years earlier that God was important in her life. And that above anything else, he was number one. And she was going to give her life to serving him above everything else. There was a deep commitment that she had to God and to the people of Israel. She was steadfast. You don't do this for that many years and you're not steadfast. You've got your goal in life and you just follow your goal and you stick to it. And she had discipline in her life as we read about her prayer and her fasting and the committing of serving in the temple day and night. You know, I believe that Anna was a great example for you and me. I believe that through the majority of her life, her devotion was rewarded at this time by God because after many years of sacrifice and service, they became all worth it, because in that moment she discerned by the Spirit of God that this child was the Messiah, the one that she had heard about and known about and been prophesied over, that would come to save her people. And in that moment she recognized, as the Spirit spoke to her, and she came to the baby at that moment to see and encounter the Messiah, Jesus Christ, as a baby. Isn't that an amazing, amazing gift from God? All of her service, all of those years, that God would show her the baby, the Messiah. She would be there in that moment to encounter him. Boy, I think that there's three verses here about Anna in the New Testament. But what a bio. What a biography about a woman who committed herself, was dedicated to God in all of it. You know, you and I, if we are people of faith in this place today, we recognize Jesus. We recognize he's the Messiah. We recognize that he's the one who came to save the world of their sin, and they came to save my sin and your sin. We know that. We recognize it. So my question when we look at Anna this morning is, do we have that same commitment and dedication and perseverance and strength in our faith, that no matter what in life, that we are committed to Jesus and we will not falter, we will not bend, we will not turn to the right, we will not turn to the left, we will not grow tired in serving and loving and knowing him and being committed to him, that he is everything in our life. This is the example I get from Anna. Do we have that same commitment to God? Are we steadfast in our faith and we're unwavering that we will serve God all the days of our life, as we serve him knowing that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit and the Spirit lives in us? She was in the outward temple, the building, but we have God's presence in our lives. And do we have that same utzvah towards God as she did? In Luke chapter 10, Jesus told us that we were to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our strength, and all our mind. All meaning whole and complete. Everything about us wants to love and serve God, to know him. You know, I think every day when we get out of bed, we should remind ourselves that that day, today, that we are putting ourselves to serving God above everything else. Hebrews 10:23 says, "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful." 1 Corinthians tells us, "Brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord." 1 Thessalonians 4 says, "Brethren, we request, we exhort you in the Lord Jesus, that just as you receive from us instruction as how you ought to walk and please God, and just as you actually do walk, that you excel still more." And Philippians 3:12-14 says, "Not that I've already obtained it or have already become perfect, but I press on so that I may lay hold of that for which also is laid hold of by Christ Jesus. And brethren, I don't regard myself as having laid a hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what's behind, and I reach forward to what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." In other words, that's where I'm going. I'm going to heaven. I'm going to eternity. I'm going to have a relationship that's solid in God. And I'm not going to waver. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to be steadfast. My life is going to pursue and press after God above everything. And can I just say, and I'm sure you know this in your heart, what an honor it is to know Jesus Christ, to know that he's called me, he saved me. He's called me to a life of purpose and hope. He's called me to something that is greater than this life. And he's waiting, interceding for me in heaven, waiting for me to come and get to the finish line and be there to rejoice with him. What a day that will be when my Jesus I will see. You see, that's our prize. That's why we get up in the morning. That's why we serve God in the day. That's why we persevere. That's why we're steadfast. That's why we're committed to this faith. We're not wavering or putting it on a back burner. It's everything about us. That's why we commit ourselves to this, because our citizenship is in heaven, as Philippians 3 tells us, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And 1 Thessalonians 4, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command and the voice of an archangel and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. Revelations 1:7, behold, he's coming in the clouds and every eye will see him. Even so, amen. Colossians 3, when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. It's all worth the commitment. You see, Anna waited and was steadfast and committed to God. And one day in the temple, she got to see and behold the Messiah with her eyes. And one day you and I, as we hold on and we persevere and we go through all the things that we go through, but we stand steadfast, we will see the Messiah face to face. It's our reward. It's our joy. It's our treasure. We will see him. And it will all be worth it. Revelation 21 tells us, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and there's no longer any sea. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is among men. And he will dwell among them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be among them. And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will longer be any death, there will longer be any mourning or crying or pain. The first things have passed away. And he who sits on the throne said, behold, I'm making all things new. He said, right, because these words are faithful, they're true. And then he said to me, it's done. I am the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end. And I will give to the one who thirsts from the spring of the water of life without cost. And he who overcomes will inherit these things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. That's your reward. That's what you get when you hang on and you're steadfast. And you commit yourself to faith and you don't waver. And even though times can get tough and hard and seasons come and they go, and they go up and they go down. But when you hang on and you're steadfast and you're committed and you don't let go, your reward is Jesus himself. Eternity with him. It's going to be amazing. You know, I could just think, I know some of you pretty well. Do you guys realize that you can hold out from getting excited about God and dancing and praising, but Adam Larson, one day you're going to be dancing before God. Whether you like it or not, it's just going to become you. And oh, I'm looking forward to that, aren't you? Boy, God is good. Let's be committed to him. Let's be steadfast. Let's be disciplined in our lives and in our faith as we await his return. Jesus is coming back. Anna saw Jesus. One of the great things about the Christmas story, Anna got to see Jesus, the Messiah. And you know what? You get to see him too. Hang in there. Be strong in your faith. Every day, put yourself to serving God. That's why prayer and fasting and reading God's word are so important. Because they keep us on the path. They keep us in our faith. And they give us the strength to go through everything. and to make it to the end. Boy, I can hardly wait to that finish line. You know, one year when I was in high school, I was in grade 7. I was at a track meet, and I was called to run the 400-meter race, which basically is all out once around the track, just as fast as you can go. And I drew the outside lane. So if you know anything about running, when you get to the second curve, you better be in front. And I ran this race, and I took off from the start line and didn't know any better, so I just started giving her as fast as I could possibly go. And I, you know, back straight, everybody was even with me. And got to the third corner, and I was trailing. And so when I came around the fourth corner, everybody was far out and in front of me. At that moment, as I came around the last thing and I saw how far back I was, I slowly petered and veered off the track and walked away. I have regretted that my whole life, that I never finished that last 100 meters. Folks, don't stop. I don't know how rough it can be for you at times or how hard it is. Don't quit. Don't veer off the track. Because it doesn't matter if you come first or last. Just get there. Get over that line and see Jesus. I guarantee you, 100%, I promise this, it'll be worth it. God, thank you for calling us out of our sin. You rescued us, God. You gave us a way out of our sins so that we could have eternal life. And I pray today as we consider these thoughts from Anna's life and her commitment, and we apply it to our lives. As we gather around the communion table today, God, I pray that we'd be remindful that we celebrate Christmas, but we celebrate, more importantly, the nativity that God in the flesh came down to this earth. And that Jesus, you came down with this purpose to live among us, to show us who God was and is, and that you would lay your life down, take our punishment, our sin upon yourself. And through you, we can have a relationship for eternity with a holy, pure God. I pray, God, that you would give us the strength and determination to finish the race. And I pray, God, we'd finish it well. We've committed our life to you. God, may that commitment stay steadfast within us. We love you, God.